This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Lay your head down on my shoulder, don't hold it in your hands. Tell me all your troubles and I'll try to understand. I know your heart's still tender and I know that it still hurts. But things can only get better when it seems they can't get any worse. Hold on to me, I won't let you go. You'll be okay, so hold on.
Hello and welcome to the Fighting Stigma Show here on Free FM 89.0, Tuia Ngāreo o Te Hapore, and also on Raglan Community Radio, Arrow FM, Otago Access Radio and Radio Kidnappers. I'm your host Vanessa and I'm really happy to be here today talking to you from our beginning of our second week. Well, it's kind of, I guess it's the end because it's Thursday, but it's kind of, what are we at? We're like the 7th? 8th? I'm not very good at counting on my calendar, but like we've had a whole week of May already. Like, I don't know how that's happening. I don't know about you, but I find by the time it gets to May, I'm like, wow, the year is moving, like, because it's the fifth month. It's kind of no longer the first quarter. So I have no excuse for not having got some stuff done and got in there and got some organisation happening. So what I want to have a chat about today is the Meaningful May Action for Happiness calendar, because there's some awesome ideas in there to kind of get us upbeat, get us going. And it's a really great way to kind of help us when we're not feeling that great to actually have an idea of something we can do. Because I don't know about you, but I always find it quite difficult to kind of think of what to do to kind of be a bit more uplifting if life is a bit hard. But before I get into all that juiciness, I want to have a quick word about our sponsor, Progress to Health. Progress to Health believes in creating communities without barriers, and to achieve that we tailor supports to adults experiencing mental health and or disabilities based on their goals to encourage recovery, independence and community involvement. Progress to Health has teams that provide peer support, recovery education, workshops, employment preparation and support, including navigation with other services. Service users are allocated a community support facilitator on referral depending on their goals to mental recovery and achievement. We have offices in Hamilton, Tokoroa and New Plymouth. So if that sounds like something you or someone you know might be interested in and you are in the Waikato DHB region, Taranaki or Taupō, then have a listen to this ad I'm about to play for Progress to Health and get in touch with us.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
Now, don't stress if you missed any of those contact details for Progress to Health and you think, hey, talking to Progress to Health might be something very helpful for myself or for someone else, you know. I do play that ad again at the end of the show, so stick around, grab a pen and paper, and you'll be able to grab all those contact details and to reach out to Progress to Health. So let's jump straight into the Action for Happiness Meaningful May calendar. I really love, I think I talked about the Action for Happiness calendar last week, so I thought it would be a really good time to do the Meaningful May calendar for us. So if you haven't come across Action for Happiness before, Action for Happiness is an amazing group of people all over the globe that have come together and said, hey, how can we make the world a happier place? What can we do to improve both our lives and the lives of those around us? And they came up with this 10 Steps to Happiness, which is kind of like an online book. I think you can actually purchase it as a physical book, but I've just done it online. But one of the things I use them for all the time is they have different little webinars that are free or for a small koha, if you're able to, and different topics that all kind of lead to happiness. And every month they do a calendar, and I absolutely love the calendars because it's really great to have little reminders or little suggestions of things that might make a difference in our life. And I really like having lots of options that I can look at and pick one or two out of. Because actually, if I'm left to my own devices, I do the same thing all the time, and then I get to a point where that's not working, and then I don't do anything, and then everything is, as my friend says, my cheese slides off my cracker, and it's just not great. Like, I mean, I get really low mood, and everything's not bad, and I get grumpy, and like things seem too hard. So I like having ideas. And so Action for Happiness is great, because it's just the calendar is a calendar, so it's got the regular days of the month, and each day has a different little suggestion, and each suggestion will match in with the theme for that month. And as I said, this month is May, and it's meaningful May is the theme. And so everything that's suggested is going to be something that will help bring meaning to life or is meaningful, and it's just all of those things. Sometimes there's things that repeat across the year, which is totally great because they're generally things that are really good to do multiple times. One of the things I always remind people of is these are suggestions. They're not you have to. There's no shoulds, have tos or musts. And also, you don't have to do, if you think, hey, some of these are really good, you don't have to do all of them. By any means. It might be a case of you read through it and go, hey, I used to do that one and I haven't done it for a while, so I might try it again. Or it might be, hey, I've never done that. I think that'd be good. Or we definitely have, a lot of us, when we read them, go, oh no, I know that one's really not good. I shouldn't do that. Like, I know that's bad for me. So don't do that one. Like, they're not have-tos. These are just totally little suggestions to help you along the way with your well-being or the well-being of those around us. Because sometimes, actually, we're doing okay and we have a little bit of energy to do some stuff and we don't know what are the things we can do to help those around us just to kind of feel a bit better in life. So this can be a really great way to go. So if you're looking for trying to find the information yourself, they have a website. So it's actionforhappiness, all one word, .org. So actionforhappiness.org. And then you just click on calendars. But have a look through the website. There's all sorts of really yummy goodies in there. So great. So let's jump into Meaningful May. And I'm going to start on the 1st. So that was Friday last week. So on the 1st, do something kind for someone you care about. 2nd, focus on what you can do rather than what you can't do. Oh, that's a good one. That kind of reminds me of the Serenity Prayer. Focus on what you can do rather than what you can't do. On the 3rd, take a step towards an important goal, however small. Now, that's a really good one. Like, it doesn't matter how big it is. It's just like, if there's something that's important to you that you're wanting to achieve, what is a small step you can do to take to move towards it? And go do that. On the 4th, send your friend a photo from a time you enjoyed together. I really love this one because it can be really funny to look through. I don't know about you. I have a lot of my photos are on my phone and go through stuff. And I will have taken selfies or done photos of people and gone, hey, that's really cool. I should send that to them. And you actually send it with a quick message saying, hey, do you remember we did this? It was awesome. I just came across this photo. And it shares that joy that you had in the moment, especially if you're laughing, it can be a really great way to share some sort of happy times. On the 5th, let someone know how much they mean to you and why. Now, that is a very open one because it's like, let someone know how much they mean to you and why. How you do that is completely up to you. Who you do that with and how much you explain it is completely up to you. So you might want to send a message, you might want to send an email, you might want to chat to someone, you might want to write them a letter, you might want to write them a postcard, you might want to draw them a picture. Whichever way it works for you, if that's something that calls to you, find a way that works well and do that. On the 6th, look for people doing good and reasons to be cheerful. Now, this can be a really important one right now because obviously there's a lot of stuff going on in the world that is not great. There's a lot of things that are very stressful and very upsetting. And so if you look for people who are doing good, they're doing good things, they're doing well, they're actually making a difference in the world, and look for reasons to be cheerful. And sometimes that can be not watching the news, so you're not caught up in all the rough stuff that's happening around the world. And sometimes it's actually purposely going out and trying to find good news stories and things that are happening that it's making the world a better place. And today, the 7th, make a list of what matters most to you and why. Now, that can be anything. Like, it matters most to you in the world, matters most to you in your home, matters most to you amongst your friends, matters most to you about your job or your study or your whānau. It's just what matters most and why. And tomorrow, the 8th, set yourself a kindness mission to help others today. Now, that's really great. I love that one because it's little, like it can be as big or as small as you want it to be that you're feeling able to do. And it's just being a mission of being like a kindness mission. So that could just be you're going to try and smile at 5 different people you haven't smiled at before today. Or it could be that you're going to stop and say hello to your neighbour that you haven't said hello to for a while. Or maybe you're going to reach out and respond to someone who's been trying to get hold of you. Whatever it is, maybe you're just going to make someone a coffee. And actually, you're always going to fill up the kettle so that everyone, when they need a hot drink, they don't have to do that. Maybe you're going to make sure that there's enough milk in the fridge so everyone can have their coffee or their hot drink. Like, whatever it is, it's great. Just do a small thing that makes a difference for other people. And on the 9th, what values are important to you? Find ways to use them today. Now, that's really great because it's like maybe you're going to have to go looking for your values and work out what they are and then find a way to use them. And maybe it's a case of you just reminding yourself that, hey, you do that every day, so you automatically get a gold star because you've done it, right? And on the 10th, be grateful for the little things, even in difficult times. Now, the little things that you're grateful for will be different for everyone, but it's just a matter of finding those things we can be grateful for, even if everything's being really hard right now. And on the 11th, look around for things that bring you a sense of awe and wonder. I quite often find myself looking at the sunset because it's just spectacular. On the 12th, listen to a favourite piece of music and remember what it means to you. Now, there might be a single piece of music, it might be an album, it might be people playing live music, it's just whatever that is for you. 13th, find out about the values or traditions of another culture. Now, this could be talking to someone, this could be reading online, this could be going to the library and looking up some books, just whatever way works for you. On the 14th, get outside and notice the beauty in nature. And sometimes that can be even in bad weather. It's like noticing how green things are because it's been raining lots and everything's got really shiny and dry, healthy. Sometimes it's seeing the sunrise or the sunset. Sometimes it's seeing some beautiful flowers. Just whatever that is, have a look and take a note. Go outside and have a notice about the nature and the beauty therein. On the 15th, do something to contribute to your local community. So that could be take part in a food bank. That could be supporting your neighbours. That could be taking part in a community activity that's happening. Whatever you have the ability and energy for. On the 16th, show your gratitude to people who are helping to make things better. 17, find a way to make what you do today meaningful. And it's meaningful in a way that's meaningful for you. You get to choose what's meaningful. So it could be that what's meaningful for you today is that you don't go out and do stuff. You're going to make a difference for yourself. And so that you can keep going. So tomorrow you can make a difference for other people. And it could be just something small for someone else. But it's whatever it is, making sure you're not depleting your energy reserves so that you're trying, like you can't look after yourself. It's always important to have you being looked after. On the 18th, send a handwritten note to someone you care about. Now, that's really good. I remember when email first started and everyone was like, oh, I got an email. Now it's like, oh, I got a handwritten letter. I got a card in the mail. It's amazing. Yeah. 19th, reflect on what makes you feel valued and purposeful. Now, this can be really good because, like, if you know what makes you feel valued and purposeful, what makes you feel like you're making a difference in the world and that people are noticing and that people care, it can be really great once you have that understanding. You can either share it with people or it changes how you notice other people feel the same, like if they feel, how they feel valued, how they feel purposeful, what makes a difference for them. On the 20th, share photos of 3 things you find meaningful or memorable. And it can be really great. It can be any however far back. It could be like yesterday. It could be like 5 years ago. Just to have a look at it. And it could be actually from when you're really young. Like a family photo sometimes can be really meaningful and memorable. On the 21st, look up at the sky. Remember, we're all part of something bigger. The 22nd, find a way to help a project or charity that you care about. Now, that could be helping out with some fundraising. That could be actually donating some money. It could be spending some time with something. Whatever way you're able to do and works for you and the project or charity. On the 23rd, recall three things you've done that you are proud of. Now, there's no time frame for when those things happened that you're proud of. It's any time in your life. So it doesn't have to be very recent. If there's some other ones that are further back, it's like, what are you proud of? And just remind yourself. On the 24th, make choices that have a positive impact on others today. On the 25th, ask someone else what matters most to them and why, and then listen. 26th, remember an event in your life that was really meaningful. And that can be, meaningful is about what's meaningful to you. It doesn't have to fit anyone else's agenda for what that looks like. And it can be like just a time, and it doesn't have to be a big flashy thing. It could be a wedding, it could be something amazing happens, but it also could just be some small moment with someone that's just really meaningful because you felt seen and heard and they felt the same, and it was very meaningful. On the 27th, focus on your actions, on how your actions make a difference for others. Now, this is a quite interesting one because this is like being very mindful of how our interactions make people feel, what they get up to. Like, are we leaving them feeling in a better place than when we started talking to them? And it doesn't have to be that you're giving lots of money, that you're spending lots of time and energy on people. It's just, what are the little things? And sometimes it's the big things. And this is just about focusing on it. So it might be that you do some actions today on the 27th around kind of being your actions making a difference for others. But it could just be that actually you're noticing that, hey, I'm really busy, so I can't actually answer things. And normally I just wouldn't reply, but I know that's makes them uncomfortable. So I'm just going to flick a text saying, hey, I'm really stuck at work. I'm really busy with my study. I'll get hold of you in a couple of days when my head's above water. And so that's how you make a difference. You make a difference for that person because they've let you know that not hearing from you when they've asked a question is a bit rough for them. But you don't have to go out of your way to do huge things that are going to stop you doing what you need to do. On the 28th, do something special and revisit in your memory tonight. And that can be anything special. Sometimes I find my mum and I live together, we own our house together, and we have really yummy meals. And sometimes I'm just sitting there and the rest of the night I'm just like, man, that meal was really good. We did really great with that. We're going to have to remember that one, which is kind of hilarious because quite often we make up recipes as we're going and we're like, that tasted really good. I wish we could make that again. And it's just like, you know, that's really good. Or something you've achieved during the day. It's like, oh man, that was really good. I got that done. I feel so much better. And you can just sort of revisit in your memory. On the 29th, today do something to care for the natural world. So that could be doing your gardening. That could be doing the lawn mowing. It could just be as you're going for a walk, picking up some litter. Whatever it is that makes a difference. On the 30th, share a quote you find inspiring to give others a boost. Now, that could just be you do a Facebook post. It could be you send a text message to some people. It could just be that you write something out and put it up on the wall so those that are in your house get to see it, whichever way works for you. On the 31st, it's the last day of the month, find three reasons to be hopeful for the future. Now, how nice is that? Like, being hopeful for the future can make a really difference. Like, because we all know that quite often if we have really low mood, that life is full of challenges, it's not going well, we can feel hopeless, like there's no hope left. So spending some time to try and find three things that we are hopeful for can make a really big difference. And sometimes we're having difficulty feeling hopeful, finding anything meaningful. Sometimes our well-being is just tanked. It's not good. Like, life is just throwing too many challenges at us. We're not doing okay. And we need to reach out. We need to talk to people because sometimes just actually having someone to chat to can make the biggest difference. And sometimes we don't have someone right here, right now that we can talk to, whether it's there's just no one here, or it could be that the people who are immediately around you aren't the best for giving support and advice, so you're kind of like, oh, I don't really want to chat to them. Or maybe it's 2 a.m. and there's no one near you and so no one near you that's awake, so you need to know who you can talk to. So what I'm going to do now is a regular series of support lines. So these are a whole different range of support lines. I give you the name of them, the contact details, when they are available and what they do. And so what can be really great is if you grab a pen and paper and write some of these down. So if you need them in the future, you've got them and you know who to reach out to.
So the first support line that I want to give you is 1737. Now, that's pretty much what it's called. So Need to Talk, 1737. It's a free call or text service and it's available 24/7, so 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you'll get to talk or text with a trained counsellor, and their service is completely free. So if you're feeling anxious or run down, depressed, needing to talk to someone, give them a call or give them a text, 1737. The next number I want to give you is the Crisis Assessment Team, or CAT team, and their number is 0800 50 50 50. So that's assistance for people who are in crisis in the Waikato DHB region. So they're a crisis assessment team, they're part of the community mental health, so they are kind of like right up there with when things are going really, really wrong. It's very urgent care is needed around mental health. So that number again is 0800 50 50 50. The next number I want to give you is Lifeline. So Lifeline is an amazing service. It's a 24-hour telephone support service available for anyone needing emotional support. So 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now their number is 0800 543 354. And they have trained counsellors and just amazing people that you can have a talk to no matter what time of day it is. The next number I want to give you is the Depression Helpline. Now, the Depression Helpline is related to depression.org.nz. You may have seen some of their ads around, like the with John Kirwan. They have a whole lot of videos on the online service, but this is the phone line service. So Depression Helpline, 0800 111 757. Now, they're the other, if you just have someone, you need someone safe to talk to, they're available from 8 a.m. in the morning to midnight. And they're a really great service, just someone calm and like gentle to talk to about whatever's going on for you. Now, the next number I've got for you is not a mental health support line. It's actually the health line. So it's health information service for all the family, and it's staffed by registered nurses who will give information and advice. I have used this line. It's for general health, medical health, physical health, and it's really amazing because sometimes when things are going wrong with your body, you don't know what's happening. You're not sure if we need to go the ambulance route or you need to go to the hospital. They're trained nurses, so they will actually ask you a bunch of questions. You can answer them, and they'll let you know what you need to do, and it's a huge relief. So the Healthline number is 0800 611 116, and that's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The next number I want to give you is the Suicide Prevention Helpline. Now, this is support, information and resources to people who are at risk of suicide and or the family of family or whānau and friends supporting them. Now, it's available from midday to midnight and their number is 0508 Tautoko, which is 0508-828-865. Now, the next number I want to give you is the Shine Confidential Helpline. And the Shine Confidential Helpline specialises in domestic violence to help keep people safe from abuse. So their number is 0508 744 633. And the last number that I want to give you is I want to give you the Outline. Now this is a gay and lesbian outline New Zealand. So it's support for people, gay and lesbian people who want to have someone to talk to about whatever's going on around that, because quite often we need a bit of extra support, and when you're not getting that support, that can definitely lead to mental health stuff. So this is a really great line. So the Outline, their number is 0800 688 5463.
Now, don't worry if you missed any of those contact details for any of those support lines. We do play that series of support lines at the end of every show of Fighting Stigma. So you can come back next week on Thursday at midday on Free FM 89.0 to listen to the next show, or you could There's always a repeat on Friday at 5:30 a.m. and also on Sunday at 3:30 p.m. So you can listen to those, or else you can find us on Spotify and just look up Fighting Stigma. You can go to the Free FM website, freefm.org.nz, and just search for programs, find Fighting Stigma, and both on the Free FM website and also on Spotify, there's just a list of episodes that we've done, and each one has like a title, so it's a bit of a theme about what topic we talked about. But every single show at the end, we play that series of support lines. So if you missed any of them and you wanted to, like if you're listening on the radio and you can't kind of pause it, you can pause the podcast. So find one of those and then you can get all those details written down. So that can be really great. But hopefully the Action for Happiness calendar has given you a few ideas of things you can do in May to kind of bring a bit more meaning to yourself, kind of notice the good things in life, because I definitely find that can be a really good one. It's like I really liked the find people who are doing good and making a difference in the world, and find, like, try and focus on your actions being meaningful for yourself and others. Like, I don't know, it's a really great way to look at it, especially as we're coming into the colder, yucky months where it's a bit harder to feel okay, and quite often our energy is not great and it's kind of harder to kind of be in a good mood. So it can be really good to have those little snippets. So the Action for Happiness calendars are great and I totally recommend them. But that's pretty much all we have time for today. So next week I'm going to talk all about how to stay well coming into the winter months. So it's kind of like I'm probably going to do the three P's. The three P's for winter months, I think I'll put two. So it's like three P's are planning, preparation, and persistence. And it's a little something I came up with myself that I found is a kind of easy way to understand the things I do. And it's also a reminder to me about, like, hey, you have to have a plan, you have to make some effort and doing some things. And I don't know about you, but I definitely have to plan for the winter months when it's going to be cold and grey and very wet. So finding the meaning and joy in those times can take a bit of effort. But I have a big chat all about that next week on the Fighting Stigma show on Free FM 89.0. But from us all here, take care.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 5757.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.